You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber. Jason Clark.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you're doing now?
I'm trying that one this week. I think
what
it'll
is
stick.
That?
I don't
know. Yeah. What?
I don't know.
That sounds like a button you hit. Like you buy a keychain at the dollar store.
Yep.
Yeah. And it has like different surfers on it. And that's yours.
I'm holding a
I'm
holding a pillow friend here. Of
tubular. Tubular. You do have a stuffed dog. Hey, Grown Dad Business this week. We are talking about social media and kids. I got little kids. Jason has grown up kids. If you haven't listened before, that's what we're going to be talking about. Social media, kids. Even towards the end of the episode, there's a great little, I found a great little five step list, five things to, you know, remember for your kids and whatever. Why? I feel like I'm trying to be too useful, but that's what we're going to talk about this week.
It's okay.
Fun
we can
times.
Be useful.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I mean, we talk about responsible things. All right. Well, here's the intro.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Kleiber.
That's my dad.
Hello.
Underpants?
That is hilarious.
You should mouth do. Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Kleiber.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Right?
You say boom
back
now?
You came boom back
I thought,
in.
I thought yours was.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Abby.
Hi, baby girl.
Hey,
there's
Abby.
A little fire cat
hey,
hanging
fire
out
cat.
In the dad cave with us today.
Yeah.
Why are you giving Jason shady eyes? Because he's a shady dude. That's why.
You want your puppy?
Yes. That's Luke's.
It's Luke's?
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
There you go.
Yeah, we got a little baby running around in the dad cave.
We're multitasking.
I love Jason just goes, how long can your kids have stuffed animals on their bed?
Yeah.
I like how you're calling out one of your kids.
Yeah, no.
Don't call any of your kids out.
No, I don't. Who gives a shit?
Oh, you.
My kids aren't listening.
Their friends aren't listening.
No. No,
hey,
they're like, your dad's on a podcast.
Hey, I want to listen to your dad's dad podcast.
Yeah,
first of all, there's two dads in that statement.
Yeah.
You're not saying that.
No.
You're not like, oh, the dad show.
Yeah.
With dads on it. No, thanks.
Talk about
don't want
dad
it.
Stuff.
What if we were like, but we're two dads and we talk about the Kardashian news every week. Let's start a new podcast.
No.
Let's call it Keeping
that.
Up with the Dad Kashians.
Dad Kashians.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
So stupid.
The Dad Dashians.
You just hashtag the heck out of it so people just tag on
dude,
and go, oh my goodness.
We're going to have a podcast where we're two dads that talk about the Kardashian news every week. That's going to be the weekly show. Do you know how much Kardashians we'd have to consume? I'd kill myself.
No,
I'd kill myself.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I've ever watched a full episode of one of those shows.
I'm trying to remember where I was. I think it was when it really started blowing up.
Okay.
Where I was in a hotel room and, do you hear Disney music randomly? Yeah, that's because my daughter has a singing doll. But no, it was just a random thing where I was just like, I know people are watching these Kardashian shows or whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I was just started
so you dipped
watching
your toe
it.
In. You dipped your toe in the water.
I dipped my toe in. And I think I watched like three episodes in a row.
Yeah.
Because I remember, how do I remember this? I do though. I remember thinking that music is copywritten, Jason, so I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm trying to tell a story for 8 minutes.
Who is this doll?
Who cares, Jason?
I'm holding a baby doll right now. I mean, it's getting crazy.
That's the Spanish one.
Yeah?
Elena.
A little baby.
Is that Elena? And then Elsa.
Elsa. Oh.
What? What? You gonna talk on the show? Oh, nothing.
She goes, oh, I got
Jason's messing up all the wires. She's singing. This is great content, by the way. This is amazing. We're all just talking to the baby on a podcast. That's Anna.
Anna.
Yeah, she just says,
oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I wish we had video for this.
Yeah, this little girl is so thrilled right now.
So excited.
What I was trying to say was,
yeah,
I got dug into like three episodes straight.
I mean, I've seen it. I just never watched the whole thing.
I just remember sitting there watching at least two or three episodes because it was like I woke up early from my nap and I didn't have, you know, I had to go get a shower and go do a show, but I had like an hour to kill. So I was just like, whatever. So I sat there and I just was like brain dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, what the?
Yeah.
These people.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of appropriate. I mean, we're talking about social media. So,
yeah.
I mean, you talk about, you know, the Kardashians. That whole empire is built off of a lot of different things, including social media.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. That's what we're talking about this week. Boom. That's what we're talking about this week. Social media and kids because, you know, Jason and I were having a conversation about his kids and then, you know, I was talking about, like, I have nieces and nephews that are older. And, you know, we did mention this before, how, like, I know your son mentioned, and also my niece mentioned, it was like, how's Aaron verified?
Oh, yeah. The power of the blue check mark.
Like, your son was, like, blown away.
Like, all of a sudden, you were all right.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, for me to get accepted by 17-year-olds, I get a blue check mark?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, we've talked about that before. I mean, one of the first questions, well, how many followers does he have? I mean, and that's going to dictate.
Yeah, and it's like, and I just had a conversation with my niece, who I think she's 15, and she's like, how did you even, like, she was, like, almost mad and surprised that I got verified on Twitter and Instagram.
This is your
she's
niece?
Like, yeah, she's 15. It's all about Instagram numbers.
Yeah.
It's like, how did you get that many? You know, and then I always bust her balls, if you can do that. I don't know.
Sure.
But, like, I always mess with her about, like, I'm like, oh, so you have 1,900 Instagram followers, but you follow 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you kids got to work on your ratios.
Yeah.
And she's like, what?
Yeah.
She didn't know what a ratio was, by the way.
Right.
I was like, you got to work on your ratios. Mm-hmm. I was like, I follow 100 people on Instagram and have, well, how many? Whatever.
Yeah.
I said, because I don't care about that. I'm not follow backing, you know, like I'll follow people who I want to follow and that's just how it is. Right.
Right.
But the fact that that's such a priority, it's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about that, it's, I read a bunch of things about how kids are like attempting suicide and there are kids that have killed themselves over bullying on social media.
Yeah.
Cutting themselves and, like, I mean, it's crazy.
It's just opened up a whole nother avenue for that type of behavior. That's just another thing that they've got to manage through. You know, you have to manage through what's going on socially, face to face in school in that environment.
Right.
But now let's just open it up a million times bigger, you know? So it's a slippery slope. I mean, you're getting ready to make those decisions. I mean, your kids are going to want to have social media accounts.
I know.
Becca's like right there.
Yeah.
Like that conversation is going to be happening.
Well, and it's funny too, because some people don't know that the kids are home from school and the baby's losing her mind. Go get them.
Go get them.
Go get Becca Lukey. Get them. She's stoked. She gets so excited. Look at her jumping. Hi. She gets so excited when the kids come home from school.
Yeah, it's the best.
Her best friends are here.
Yeah, she gets her best
friends.
She's been hanging out with mom and dad all day. Screw that.
It's Sam's Club.
Yeah, it's Sam's Club. Didn't even get a damn sample.
I know.
Because she fell asleep.
But no, some people know, some people don't. Like, I used to work with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with teenagers and middle schoolers mostly, you know, ages, you know, 6th grade to 12th grade. And, you know, I just got out of that around 2006. And 2007, you know, we had MySpace. You know, we had MySpace page and we were starting to... It was still fun. MySpace was still fun. And, you know, some of the kids that I worked with, you know, we'd have organizations and things and we'd have MySpace pages, but it was still like, you know, like fun, like posting goofy pictures and, hey, what's up? We're talking on the computer. This is crazy. You know?
Right.
But dude, I can't imagine being a teacher or like a youth counselor or like a youth pastor and dealing with social media now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking like we're saying like dealing it with our kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, your kids are older. How did that?
Yeah. So,
how did that happen?
So I can't.
Did that terrify you?
I mean, I didn't. Well, at first I didn't know what it was. It came out of nowhere. I wasn't part of the whole MySpace.
You're talking about
thing.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
When Facebook came out, and I don't know how old my daughter was. I want to say my daughter would have been. Double digits. She probably would have been.
Yeah, Facebook, I think, really
2004
hit.
Was when it was founded,
right.
And it probably didn't become more mainstream
six
outside of the college. Probably
08.
Probably, oh, yeah, 2008.
Facebook hasn't had their 10-year anniversary yet, have they? Oh, well, 2004.
It might have been a little bit earlier than that, because that would have put my daughter at 13. She was younger than 13.
Oh,
it would have been about 11 or 12.
Oh, man.
Maybe it was around then, 12 or 13. But she came home and said, hey, Dad, she said, there's this thing that's going around that all these kids are joining, this thing called Facebook. And
sorry,
you can
my daughter's
playing dolls with me right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, this is the most active and talkative she's been all day when we sit down with yeah. microphones.
She's good.
Thank you.
It's phenomenal. It's
what are you giving him?
Great.
All these dolls. We're trying to tell a story here.
Yeah. It's okay.
So yeah, your daughter was in middle school when Facebook really blew up.
It was early middle school, yeah, and she just brought it, came home and started talking about it. So I told her that she was like, "Can I do this? All my friends are doing it. All the people in school are doing it."
Right.
And so I just said, being just typical me, I was just like, "Well, let me look into it a little bit."
Right.
And so I looked into it, got an idea of what it was all about. And at that point, I don't think there wasn't a lot of talk about any like the predatory
well,
nature
I mean,
of
course,
it.
You never.
You weren't really thinking of it on that level.
Oh, here's your crackers.
But I remember talking to my wife about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was just giving her crackers.
and us sort of going back and forth and saying, well, this is opening up people to her world possibly that maybe you don't want to be in her world.
Wow,
so
absolutely.
So
sure.
So we just came in with some rules of just like,
right.
Okay, so I created a Facebook account. She created her Facebook account. I had to be friended by her, and at that time, I needed her password.
Right.
I wanted access to
that
her.
That is something that...
Because it was so new for us. It was
man.
So new. There wasn't a whole lot on it.
Now, it's almost like talking about this, I'm learning lessons from you, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I still have little kids, and I'm sure they'll get into it, but, like, that's kind of terrifying. It's like, yeah, I want your passwords.
Yeah, I want your passwords. I want to be able to see what is going
is
on
that...
at any time. If there's nothing, it should be innocent at that point, at that age. And what are you, there's nothing to hide. There shouldn't be anything to hide. And I
right.
just want your password. I want to be able to access your information.
Right.
Now, early on, there were not as many safeguards for privacy as, I mean, obviously.
Right, that's right.
Become what
right.
it is now. But they're also tricky with that, too, because you sort of have to dial in and make sure you're adjusting, like, the different things.
Yeah.
It changes on
yeah,
you,
yeah.
you know. And, you know, I think it's funny of, like, you ever get those people that they say amen? Like, don't, you know, respond amen to this page. So that, you know, you could believe in God or whatever.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And then what they're doing is they're basically phishing you. I mean,
really?
Yeah, that's a way for them to get and try to figure out who has open walls.
Oh.
So be careful on that, by the way. They're using your Christianity against you.
Well, it's not some big brain teaser to me that, like, some Christians, are, especially young
mm-hmm.
Christians who are sheltered from the world... And this is something I can speak on.
Yeah.
I have experience with kids like this. Some, you know, kids, especially teenagers that are Christians that are sheltered from the world, they're very naive. So that
mm-hmm.
actually,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't want to say, hey, that's a good idea. But really, as a predator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't know what level that's
the
coming
way in,
at.
For
but it's
sure.
not just kids either. I mean, you have.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, there's just.
Oh, I mean.
You know, you're banking on the fact that some of the, you know, that your older and some older individuals that are using social media aren't thinking of it from that part as well, and their preferences and their privacy is maybe possibly a lot more open because they're not paying attention to that type of stuff. And then they're right. Like, oh, there's a picture of Jesus on the cross, and if I go past it without saying amen, I'm gonna be held accountable for this. I mean, that's the type of stuff that you see on there. I don't know how we got on that goddamn tangent, but
I mean, I don't know how I got on that tangent, but
back to the kids, at the start of it, I think it's incredibly important that you're able to go in and be able to oversee what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that goes to when you think about, I've seen some interviews or articles, or even you'll see it on like Dr. Phil or whatever. You'll see like, you know, kids talking about like, well, you know, I want privacy. And, you know, parents are saying like, well, you're not locking your door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason for you to lock your door.
Yeah.
Like, you want privacy? Sure, I get it. You know, there's an age, right?
There is an age. I mean, we battled that, especially, you know, through those formative teen years. I mean, you sort of get to the point where, you know, when your kids are 16, 17, you know, a locked door, I get it. Hell, I grew up without a door, so
dude,
I respect...
that is one of the funniest things ever.
I respect the fact that...
Wait, isn't it because your dad drove a motorcycle through it? What happened?
My dad needed... another door to make double doors into our basement to put his motorcycle in it. So instead of just going out and buying another cheap Luan door, they just said, oh, we'll take Jason's. And they never took it back. I was probably nine.
Did you put a curtain
up? 8 or 9. Nothing. I had nothing through my teen years. I had nothing.
Until you moved out.
I don't know if they've got a door on that room to this day.
Still at that house? Are they still there?
They're still there, yeah.
Wait. So you're saying like you're a 16-year-old boy...
A 17-year-old guy, an 18-year-old man home from college, and I don't have a damn door.
Oh, I can't handle this.
It's horrible.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
So funny.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, the privacy issues, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, do you get your kids' passwords, you know, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I mean, let's think about it. I mean, what are you going to do with their password? Like, you can...
Well, at the time, I mean, for me, it was just so that I could access and see things that possibly I can't see as a friend. I mean, you know, there's things that, you know, you can't see as, you know,
I mean,
a non-admin
on
a page.
So now, like, you know, I experienced some things through, like, my 15-year-old niece. I see the stuff that she's into. And even, I would say, even young comedians. You know, there's comedians that are, hey, they're adults and they're 15 years younger than us, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And younger for you. 20 years younger than you, and they're adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so I see these like 20-year-old comics and stuff, and I'm like, you realize how much like Snapchat and Instagram, and it's so important. It's so important. Like you were saying how, what did your son say about Facebook? He was just like, all the parents are on there now?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, yeah, the quote from my son was that, you know, he got rid of his Facebook account years ago. And
I got rid of that years ago.
Yeah, yeah, he's funny.
That old thing.
Know, it's all about Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. And and he said that he goes, as soon as the parents started getting involved, we knew you'd all destroy it.
What does that even mean?
For him, it's just like, okay, so he, you know, what he finds funny is like a discussion that'll break out about an argument that has happened on Facebook about maybe it's arguing about Trump or it's arguing about whatever. He goes, see? That's the bullshit you guys do. He goes, it's stupid. He goes, why are you fighting with somebody on social media? He goes, it does nothing for anyone's cause, and you're not going to enlighten them, so why use it that way?
And coming I'm just from like, a 17-year-old.
Coming from a 17-year-old. He's like, you're not. He goes, what are you solving? He goes, grown-ass people arguing about things, and you're not going to change their mind. They're rooted in their beliefs.
I mean, part of me, he's 1,000% right, and you want to be like, wow, coming from... But I also want to be like, shut up, dude.
His point is, this is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be social.
Right.
It's supposed to be your opportunity to share different things, not fight with your friends.
But then again, I completely agree with him.
Yeah.
Totally. Yep. Sure. That would be great. But I think that you realize how powerful a communication tool Facebook is.
Yeah.
That you're gonna talk about other things.
Absolutely, and I think that as long as an individual that you manage it right from the standpoint that I don't fight with people on there. I'm open to their mindset.
I really try not to.
You know what I mean? So when it comes to your kids, I mean, there's no cookie cutter answer. What I did was what we did, and it was in the the beginning stages of social media. It was just Facebook. MySpace was done at that point, pretty much over. Again, we didn't get involved with that because we had no need to.
Right.
You know?
Well, there's, dude, there's so much more now.
But now it's we already mentioned the big ones. I mean, the big ones are Instagram, Twitter.
Snapchat.
Snapchat. Snapchat's the one. And you know what? Whatever. I know. I'm 43. I have Snapchat. I don't get it.
Nope.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I follow certain things, and I'll see them snap some things. Listen, I don't give a shit about you walking down the street for 15 seconds recording yourself. I know I've said that to you and go, why is this? Why would this be something you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, I want to get into it. I want to take a break real quick.
Goddamn psycho.
We're going to take a break, but we're going to get in hard on Instagram and Snapchat because that's the new stuff. Yeah. That's a new thing. So we'll get into that a little bit, talk about kids and a little bit more with the social media. But first, a little quick break. Okay, Jason?
I'm for it.
I'm going to take a quick break.
I have to clean up the dolls.
And give a shout out to our producers, Epicast. And yeah, I know. You're like, how do you do a podcast? Well, we're very fortunate and hashtag blessed that we have. Yeah, dude.
Well, I just punched you in the face.
Oh, with your mind? I love it.
Right in my head.
That was supposed to be a joke, Jason.
Oh, it wasn't funny.
Okay, well.
Geez. Not your best material.
Hashtag blessed. Hey, if you want to do a podcast just like this one or the other podcast that I'm on, I do a movie review podcast called You Can Handle the Truth with Sean Collier. He's a movie reviewer, like a real movie reviewer and magazine editor and a comedian. Very funny. So Sean Collier and I, we do Handle the Truth podcast, handlethetruthpodcast.com. At Truth Podcast on Twitter. Yeah, I know. We got the handle at Truth Podcast. Pretty dope.
It is.
You can check out that one. We review movies every week. We have guests when I can't make it. But this podcast, Grown Dad Business and Handle the Truth, are both produced by Epicast Network. If you want to know more about how to produce a podcast, go to Epicast Network, Epicast, E-P-I-C-A-S-T. Network. Epicastnetwork.com/services, and you can find out all the stuff they do for podcasting. Dude, they can have remote shows, podcasts. They have live podcast shows. They have a studio, a dope studio where you can do podcasts with little couches. They got leather couches and water.
Yeah.
You could do it in the studio. They also do live event production. They have done sound for bands. They do, they put on shows. They put on huge comedy shows like with one of our podcast brothers, Drinking Partners. They put on big shows with them. They also have a green screen studio. They do photography. They do video. They do all kinds of stuff. They're amazing. So check out epicastnetwork.com/services if you want to know more about Epicast. And also, a little quick shout out. Jason, pretty cool announcement.
What do you got?
Dude.
What?
So I just found out yesterday, I'm really excited that this podcast, Grown Dad Business, is now part of the new Laughable app.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So I tried to act surprised there. I knew.
I did.
I knew.
It's really, you know what? It's really cool. I know there are a lot of apps for content, but Laughable is a pretty legit one because if you guys know me, I'm the least famous person on this app. So that's exciting. Like my podcast is up there next to like Louis C.K. and Tommy Segura and Mark. Yeah, it's all these. But if you want to check it out, if you like comedy, if you like comedy podcasts, you got to go check out the Laughable app. It's exactly how it's spelled, how it's said, Laughable. But it's really dope, man. Like, dude, this is a nice app. Mm-hmm. Like, you open it up, they have Comedian of the Day. They have all the comedians you love. They have recommended episodes. And then you can search by people, all the comedians.
Yeah. You're the only Aaron Kleiber on this site. Imagine
that.
Oh,
my God, that's so cool.
It goes Aaron Caro, Aaron Kleiber.
Aaron Caro. Yeah. I know Aaron Caro. He's a comic in L.A.
Yeah. Aaron Paul.
Yeah, Aaron Paul. Well, and that's what they do too, is how cool is that? Is that if you have a podcast on Laughable, you can tag a famous person. Mm-hmm. And so they just create little profiles for that famous person if they're a guest.
Right.
So like you can go type in Aaron Paul and you can find out all of the podcasts that Aaron Paul has been on.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You can not only do that, but you like you can type in. So go. You can download Laughable on the at the iTunes store. It's only on Apple right now.
Yeah.
It's only on iPhones right now. They do not have an app for Android right now because, you know, why would you make an app for an inferior phone? But I'm just saying, iTunes and iPhone, holler at your boy Apple.
It's really cool.
It's such a nice app.
The coolest thing is if you're a fan of comedy, which of course we are, is just the idea that you can search content off of your favorite comedian's name. Like I just threw in Todd Glass.
Yeah, okay? There you go.
We worked with Todd Glass.
Call it your boy.
Todd's been on this podcast.
Yep.
He's worked
performed
with us
at our arcade comedy theater. Yeah.
And just,
Cool?
And one of my all-time favorites. But then it pulls up every...
Well, you know what I love?
Up to a certain point. It's archived to a certain point, obviously.
This is better than the podcast app for your phone.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, this is such a good app, dude.
Yeah, so I haven't played with it 100%, but I definitely want to see if you can set alerts for when new ones pop up, if there's certain ones that are your favorites, you know, that you listen to, whether it's, you know, I'm a big fan of Doug Loves Movies.
Me too.
Love it all the time.
So, what's cool, check it out. So, you mentioned that. You can go and download the app Laughable on iTunes or whatever, on your apps, and then all you got to do is search Aaron Kleiber. You can search Aaron Kleiber. You can search Grown Dad Business. And it's cool is my profile comes up and it shows you the podcast that I'm host of. And then it shows you the podcast that I've been a guest on. And there's about 8 or 9 Doug Loves Movies there and Kill Tony with Tony Hinchcliffe and John Reap's show. It's really cool. It's like, oh, here's all the podcasts I've been on.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to even search it. It just gets my name. And that's so rad.
It is.
Joe Bartnick's Puck Off podcast. Check that out.
That's
the cool thing, too, where it's like someone that's like, hey, what podcasts have Aaron been on? And if you go check out Joe Bartnick's Puck Off podcast, you can hear me and Joe debate Lemieux versus Gretzky when I was in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that was good.
That's fun. But a lot of other things on there. I mean, dude, that's so dope. So now you can find Grown Dad Business on Laughable. The app. That's really cool.
It is cool.
If you're a fan of comedy podcasts, please, you got to check that out. It's amazing.
It's exciting. It's a good, it's a great app to be on. And, so good.
That's it. We're going to move on to more social media. You said, you know, you're on Snapchat, just whatever.
I had to get off. I've never done anything with it. There's a couple people that I've put on there that I followed that were just like local friends.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't get it. There's nothing for me here.
I was on there for a little while and then I was like, I don't use this. You really, and look, anybody who's on Snapchat, you snap a lot, whatever. Cool. Good for you.
Live your dreams.
I can't be attached so much to my phone where I'm recording short videos and photos of everything I do.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
Right.
I don't have time for that, dude. So I'm just like, why? I'm not even, people are snapping every 5 minutes.
Do you find that you use your social media more for promotion than you do for anything else?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you're in entertainment, you know, and this is what I've always said. I'm delving into a couple of the jobs that I've had in my life, but in between being a youth counselor, youth pastor, I worked in marketing and advertising for a couple years. And one of the things I actually did was build and teach social media accounts for some businesses. And, you know, people would always ask, you know, they'll say like, oh, do I want to have my car dealership have a Twitter account. And I'm like, why?
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
That medium doesn't.
It just doesn't work. But also, I think a lot of it sometimes is, I understand a lot of people now, it's kind of a necessity for everybody.
You have to have it because you have to have it.
Kind of, right. But, you know, as far as like fan pages go and, you know, I think that, you know, people, do you have fans?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have fans?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a reason to have fans? You know, like you don't have to be on Instagram. You don't have to be on Twitter because, you know, you'll ask people like, I don't do that. I don't mess with that. Right. Because
it doesn't serve you any purpose.
Right. It doesn't. Right.
Right.
You don't need 4 or 5 social media platforms.
Right.
If you have no reason to have fans, you know what I mean? So if you're trying to connect with people in a way where it's reaching multiple, you know, people, then sure, having different social media platforms makes sense. And really, yeah, I mean, my Facebook personal account is a little more personal. You'll see a little more of my politics, my opinions, my kids and family on there, but that's private. I'm really only friends with people that know me or that are in, like, that I meet through comedy.
Right.
But then you have your fan page, you mess with that, you know? And that's why it really is crazy to me that, like, kids don't need that. Like, I get it. I get you connecting with other people through, like, Facebook or something, but, like, you know, the fact that people are so enamored of watching people's, I don't know, it's a whole nother level of reality entertainment, isn't it?
Well, I can speak on this. So my son on Snapchat, I would tell you that my son's data usage is mainly gobbled up with Snapchat. They use Snapchat more than texting. Now, I can't speak if that's like the norm, but I know that within my son and his groups, that his texting is so limited that it's all through Snapchat, because they will just, they'll show you, they'll talk to you through that, which I don't, for me, I'm like, I'm good. I'm okay without it.
We're old, dude. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Here I am as a dad. I don't get it. Like, you're doing more to communicate. You're spending more time to communicate.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
my kids arguing?
It's full on like quick conversations.
Yeah,
back and forth, or just listen, my 22-year-old daughter is not immune to it. I'll sneak a peek over, look at her laying on the couch and be making some weird goddamn face into her camera.
I'm like,
you're sending stupid pictures. What are you doing?
I see it everywhere.
What is that stupid picture?
How many times are you just in a restaurant or, I sit around a lot in airports.
Yeah.
And I wish I could do it, but we're on a podcast. But you just see some girl sitting there like this.
Aaron has gone from four different emotional looks, including the duck lips, and he had a couple. So that just give you a paint a picture
but
of what,
like,
Aaron was doing.
I see people sitting in the airport or wherever, and then they're just like Snapchatting their coffee, like chilling with my coffee at the airport. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes.
And like all the people on Snapchat,
I've seen, and I
also watch people fly through Snapchat too. They're like, don't give a shit. And they just flick through your thing. They're not even looking at you.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Can we just end the podcast?
No.
Because this is just depressing.
No, it's not. It's just not for us.
Jason, I'm getting angry.
You're crazy. Here's the thing. Pump your brakes. Here's the thing. There's something for everybody through all of the mediums. And I think that's what we have to understand is that, yes, you use the medium for you in a business perspective.
Sure.
You understand it. We understand the importance of it. We understand about reach and impressions and how important that is. I mean, coming off of our last stand-up get down, we picked up more Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook follows than any other one of our shows. Mm. And for me, that gives me an understanding that, okay, we need to talk about that more during our shows.
Right.
Because it is important if we want to continue to grow that brand.
And this is
business.
But see, here's the thing. We're now, the last 5-6 minutes we've been talking, it's now transitioning into the business of social media and why it's imperative for businesses.
Right.
This makes sense. This conversation makes sense. But if you think about it, those necessities as a business only exist because of how personal, how important it is personally.
Yes.
So the
started personally for us, and then it morphed into what we can do to make sure that we're earning money.
Right.
And you know, and
it's almost full circle.
And it's interesting too, because again,
we have to meet them there.
I'll talk about my kid. My son right now is starting to figure out what he wants to do with his life.
Right, sure.
And there's something that he's very interested in, and he's looking at me last night. We had a long conversation at the table, and he wants to get involved in design.
Right.
He wants to design, and he's just like, listen, I know that I can sell my design on a shirt for this much money through Instagram.
Right.
And he's right.
You and I look at shirts on Instagram
all the time.
And I have purchased shirts I've seen on Instagram.
Yes, I send you screen caps of shirts all the time. Yeah. Like, God, I can't wear this probably because I'm 40, but really, but it is a reality.
Right,
and my exact words to him last night, you are living in the perfect age to do what you think you can do.
Do you know how easy it is to make money now?
Back in the day, you had to print these shirts off and you had to go out of the trunk of your car down on the south side and try to sell t-shirts.
Yeah.
And this kid can sit there at a click of a button and create a business. That's understanding that you can use that medium for so many good things.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But so now it's like, let's backtrack real quick before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to remember too, it's like, we're talking about 8-year-olds who want to get on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, like my daughter said something about one of her friends is on Facebook, and I'm like, wait, you're not allowed. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. An 8-year-old can sign up for Facebook and just say they're 16.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I'm like,
they understand the concept of years.
Dumb. It's, yeah, man. It's just, you know, it's scary, you know, and I know we're talking about social media and, you know, I think, honestly, as a parent, this may be surprising to some parents who listen, but, like, for me, I'm past the point where I'm just like, oh, no, my daughter's going to get on Facebook and a kidnapper and Chris Hansen's, you know, people that he catches are going to find my daughter. Look, they're already there. They're, like, they're there. They're at the mall. They're at the store. They're at Walmart. Like, you know, you have to just be okay with knowing that that's just part of the world.
But at that point, when your 8-year-old, 9-year-old daughter is walking into Walmart, you're holding her hand and you're right there with her.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to their social media involvement at that age, if you're going to that's fine.
You're absolutely right.
Monitor it. Be there. Hold their hand through it. Make sure they understand a good portion of what can be used against them and what is right and what is wrong. Certain things are not permissible
and that's,
to be putting out there for everyone to see about your family.
You're absolutely right. And that is a great example. Like, not that we're dads here trying to like put on some like TED talk.
No.
But like, think about that. Think about the internet and social media as a mall.
Yeah.
As a shopping mall.
Absolutely.
Okay? It's a shopping mall.
Yep.
At what age are your kids allowed to run around the shopping mall by themselves?
Sure.
16?
It's different for everybody.
18?
It's different for everybody.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, Dad, I have to run to the mall real quick and get somebody a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how old are they?
Yeah.
14? You're going with your brother.
Yeah.
Your mom will walk with you. You know what I mean?
And it's different for everybody. It's different, you know, and there's no... And
I'm going with 4 friends. Yeah. Okay.
And that's what's crazy about the whole parenting, this whole parenting thing, man. It's just like there is... You can listen to read all your self-help books. You can read all these top 10 lists of this bullshit and that, when you could do this. Every circumstance and every situation is different. You manage that as a family. Be involved with it.
Yeah.
And be aware.
Yeah.
Be aware. And you know what? I love social media. I love social media. I love what social media allows for us to do as entertainers, as fathers, I mean, as dads. We read up on a lot of different things as a parenting model and try to figure that out to make that fit and work for
clutch.
You. That's what's good about it. Take what's good about it and be aware.
And have tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just like, and along with that stuff, dude, I mean, people, communicate with your kids.
Yeah.
You got to be able to talk to your kids. You got to be open. You got to be honest with them. I mean, you know, I hate this to turn into some like 2020 special on social media danger. It's not. It's just kind of the stuff that we've been talking about the last, you know, week or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, you really, you know, you got to be careful. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let your kids do whatever they want because then.
And it's just.
I mean, we're in a world where my son, at 2 clicks, could be watching pornography.
Oh, yes.
Like my son is 6.
Yes.
You know, and I see, listen, once again, this is where I go, no disrespect, parents, but when I see kids like, okay, let's just back, let's pump the brakes on pornography, okay?
Yeah. We're not ready for that.
Let's jump back to YouTube. YouTube.
Yeah.
Dude, you could watch people get murdered on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have been in that rabbit hole. I sit in hotels by myself sometimes. I'm sitting there watching funny videos. All of a sudden, it's a fight. Oh, it's a fight video. Next, dude gets shot in the face during a gang fight.
What?
Two clicks.
Yeah.
Two videos later.
Yeah.
I go from someone getting hit in the face with a dodgeball to three videos later, someone getting shot in a convenience
store. Now, there
store.
Are filters. I mean, the filters is not the word I want.
Absolutely.
But I mean, I know that I've been prompted to sign in when I hit a certain content level.
Right.
So I don't know if how... foolproof that
but
is.
But also, it's like I see kids on their parents' phones in the stores.
Oh yeah,
my account's already
logged in. My account's already logged in, and they're watching
it
on my account.
Saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They can watch anything they want.
Sure.
I mean, it was funny because my brother he had a stepson. You know, he's divorced now. Mm-hmm. You know. And I won't get into his all business.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm just giving context
here. It's more normal than abnormal at this point.
So he had like a 10-year-old stepson, and it's like, and it's funny because I think when he was like 9, he went on YouTube, and he just sees like the search history pops down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like boobies. It's like, girls' butts.
He's finding out.
Like he typed in.
Girls' butts.
Can we just talk about how he typed in girls' butts?
Put your phone down. Quit Googling it.
Bro, listen, I'm enough of a gentleman where I still Google girls' butts.
Girls' butts.
I don't be Googling dirty stuff.
That's so funny.
I don't like
girls
that dirty stuff.
Girls' butts.
Girls'
butts. But no, I mean, there's
dude, I laughed so hard.
There's a little bit of innocence to that, too, that you're just like, he wants to look at butts, but he's
yeah, he doesn't know why he wants to look at girls' butts. You know. I'm like, okay, now you go talk to him.
Yeah, now the talk happens.
Go
but
talk
he's
to
7.
Him.
Well, guess what? You know what?
My man's looking at boobies.
It's already
he
on.
He typed in boobies with a YS.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't even know how to use...
With a YS. He didn't even know how to spell.
He doesn't even know how to use plural words. He typed in boobies YS. You need to have a talk with him about grammar and boobies.
He needs to know how to spell.
Yeah.
And that's the first talk.
I know.
And oh, my goodness.
No, that's good. I mean, we covered that. That's,
yeah.
I mean, there's a cool thing. There's a thing, that a resource I used to use when I worked with kids. It's called Common Sense Media. You can follow Common Sense Media on tons of things. But all the social media platforms. But they always have great articles and great little things. And this is just one thing I found. It was like 5 social media rules for you know, your kids, basically. The first one is privacy settings.
Yeah.
Like, check your kids' privacy settings. Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense. I do that. Like, you can't friend me unless we have 50 mutual friends.
Right.
Like, there's just no, there's no reason. Absolutely put those privacy settings on. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need anybody finding what your kids are doing. This is number 2, but I think this is so important, is think before you post.
Yeah.
And I think part of the communication with your kids, don't you think, is this.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do you want anyone in the world to see what you're saying or writing or posting?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Do you want that picture for everybody?
And that goes, I mean, that's for everybody. I mean, I have somebody on my Facebook page that just basically talked about their divorce.
Oh, geez.
And no one knows about this.
Oh,
like,
the people that
put that out there, that was very passive aggressive. You would think that we'd be able to talk this type of stuff out, but no, you're just going to end it. And I'm like, oh, this just, and it was 7 comments in when someone finally said, this should be private, not on Facebook.
I don't mean to one up you on this one, but I think I told you about this. There was no names. There was a comedian who legit walked into his house and his wife was cheating on him.
Yeah.
He Facebook videoed the whole thing.
Went Facebook Live? Was
went
that before
Facebook.
Live or was that he recorded it?
No, he recorded
it and uploaded
the video.
It. Yeah, and he uploaded it.
He took extra steps.
Yeah, he did. He actually
recorded video of going into his house and the dude in his kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
And his like kid was home. And he just losing it.
What is the psychology behind that?
Jason, there's no explanation needed.
Yeah.
You roll into your driveway and a person you know who thinks your friend is in there with your wife.
No, I'm just saying, what is the psychology of pulling out the video and I'm going to videotape this I mean,
I guess he thought he was going to embarrass him, these people, but I mean, really. So what happened anyway?
I might not want that evidence about what's about to happen.
Right. What happened was like, he posted this video, and I'm like, what is this video?
You're watching.
And it was like, check out. It was really, I think all he put was like, check out this motherfucker. Like, you know, I cannot believe this guy I've known for blah, 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 16 years is in here cheating on my wife, cheating with my wife. And my wife is doing this in front of my four-year-old or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, right? And dude, it's just comment after comment of all these people. A lot of comedians we know, I know that it's just like, dude, take this down.
Yeah, that's not good.
Stop. Please take this down. It's embarrassing. And that goes on to, like what we said with the number two, but this goes with... with this story here is number three for the common sense media little list here. Never post mean messages or embarrassing photos or videos.
Sure.
I mean, that stuff. I mean, we now hear stories about people who, I mean, my wife and I have this conversation, like millennials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have people now, millennials, who are 25, 28 years old, who are moving into the corporate world. They're losing their jobs.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not going to get started on social media justice because I can go on for an hour about that because I think that's very wrong.
Yeah.
I do. And don't you think this is wrong? Yeah, I do. But there is a justice system for a reason. And anyway.
Yeah.
But there are people that's like, hey, there's just pictures of you for 2 years straight just doing drugs. Are you still in your, I'm smoking weed every night watching movies with my friends? Because you have video upon video of that and photos of you smoking bongs. And you're like, what? What's wrong? I mean, sure. Okay, if it's legal, it's legal, it's legal. But, and that's a bad example. I'm a medical marijuana advocate. But so, but you know what I mean? It's like the stuff that people pose, it's like, and then it's like, well, I should be able to go wear a bathing suit into a nightclub and be scantily clad and post it on social. But like now your social media is your whole life.
And that's where
that's part of background checks now.
Yeah, it is. And
for businesses.
You know, we talked about a couple episodes ago where I just was a victim of corporate downsizing. So I'm right now, you know, I'm going through the process of you know, moving on my career, and I'm sat down with a group that we talked through branding, talked about your personal brand when it comes to looking for a job. Right. And one of the first things we talked about was, what are you putting out there on social media?
I mean, and it goes to the other things that I mentioned too, is like mean messages. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're on social media and you're applying for a job for a legit company, you know, and they go look you up on Facebook, and the first thing you see is
F my boss,
F Hillary. No, I'm talking about And this is not any political sides. Mm-hmm. This is just like the way you talk. It's like F Hillary, F Trump, you know, F this, F and F.
You know,
my life is F and garbage.
They're like, oh, this is not stable for us to have in our corporation.
This was last night. What was going on in your life? You know, or just like ripping on people or, you know what I mean? Tearing people down and like, but then, you know, the embarrassing photo and videos, like I said, that's enough said. That's like, that should be common sense, but it's not to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing, too, and I think this is huge for if you have younger kids especially, or even you're just adults. Turn off your locations.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff makes it a lot harder to find out how to do this. It does. Mm-hmm. When you really got to dig for it.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that, because I see people posting photos, and it's like, they took a picture with their friend, and it's like, it tells you exactly where they're at.
Yeah, just a picture. I mean, this is different than you physically checking in and saying, hey, I'm at the Arcade Comedy Theater seeing Aaron Kleiber.
If you have not turned off your location services on your iPhone.
Your phone and
Facebook.
And the apps.
Instagram and the apps.
Yes.
You can go in and say who uses location services. Yeah. You'll go in. It's every one of your apps.
Well, to bring it back to the Kardashian thing, if you look at what happened to Kim Kardashian in Paris, they were able to, because she snaps and she's Instagramming everything she's doing, and they knew where she was at. They knew what she was wearing. They were able to tell what jewels she was wearing. They would be able to tell who her bodyguard was by who was in the background of the photo. So who they would take out. And so they knew and built an entire timeline off of her constant picture and posting and tagging where she was at.
How about that? Isn't that interesting? But yeah, you got to turn off those locations. I mean, it's just, you know.
There's no reason.
You have to. The last thing they have for this list from Common Sense Media is really don't spend too much time online. I mean, that's hard. It is hard. I'm on my phone a lot.
Yeah.
I'm on my phone a lot. I jump on my laptop a lot, you know. But I will say for my kids, and you kind of came up, you know, with, you know, having older kids starting to experience this, but like,
as it was brand new.
Right. You know? I mean, so for us, like my kids now, we have, hey, holler at your boy, Amazon Fire. My kids have awesome Amazon Kindles. Little Amazon Fire for kids, and they have, you can set it. It's like 30 minutes of playtime.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
My kids, or an hour of playtime on their tablets.
Yeah.
And my kids will play a little bit after homework and then after dinner, maybe they'll play a little bit if they want, you know, I love that my kids are not attached at all to like digital stuff.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. It's great. My kids will play as much on the floor outside that they do way more than on a tablet, which I'm very relieved of, but it's because we are constantly on it. You know, we are, constantly on them about it. Like, hey, you've been on there long enough. Go play.
But like, it's a great thing to have. I mean, as a parent,
yeah.
I mean, for me to be sitting there looking at my watch going, oh, JC's been online for,
no,
you set it on the app and it shuts it down.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And there's a lot of things out there.
And it shuts down.
Oh yeah.
It's like, goodbye. It's like, goodbye, Luke. And it turns off.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is
That's
dope.
It. That's over.
But sure, it does come in handy. It does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of...
We just got our taxes done today.
Yeah.
It takes an hour and a half.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
My little girl sat there and watched on a tablet some Dora the Explorers. Right. God rest... I'll kill Dora.
Yeah.
But like, you know, watched a bunch of cartoons and boom. Like, that's great.
And it's okay.
Right. Yeah.
Please, don't get me started on this whole thing.
That's a whole other topic. We're sitting in a restaurant and the entire time, the minute a kid walks in... You ever see a kid that runs into stuff because he's got a tablet in his face?
Or a parent's phone? Or adults that just walk into man.
You ever watch those videos of people in Japan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They're going to have cell phone lanes.
Yeah.
They got cell phone lanes.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, dude. Like, you walk in this lane.
Could you imagine that in our city? People are still up in arms that we have bicycle lanes in Pittsburgh. Could you imagine if Peduto came in and was like, we're going to have cell phone sidewalks?
My 60-year-old father-in-law in his concrete truck and his blue-collar ass would mow down 170 people in cell phones.
He'd
be like, cell phone lanes?
Yeah.
My taxes aren't paying for these asphalt cell phone lanes.
But I think one of the best things that I ever seen was when people want to talk about, you know, that we always have our heads in our phones.
Yeah.
And then they show the picture of all the guys like back in the 50s and they're all sitting on the bus and they're all reading the newspaper.
Great example.
That's what I'm doing. I'm reading the news, and I'm getting into some other things too.
Jason, you are in the upper echelon of those percentiles.
Of what?
Of your reading news. I mean, most people are sitting there. Honestly, they're scrolling social media. They are.
But look at social media. So break social media down.
I've sat around enough people in airports and things. That's all they're doing.
But what are they doing? What are they looking at? They're looking at news on the Kardashians. That's the lifestyle section of my newspaper.
Right, right, right.
They're looking. Looking at what happened with the Bulls last night.
Yeah.
That's the sports section of my newspaper.
And that's a great point.
I'll
take that back enough.
Yeah.
I will take that back enough. Where you're right. You peruse Facebook for sports and news too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sports, news, entertainment, everything that I already was getting in print, I'm now getting quicker than they could ever get into
I
before.
Try really hard to. You know what I did because of the political climate. I know this is when we're just talking about social media. But I really just had, I just blocked some news sites.
Yeah.
I just blocked them.
Yeah.
Like when someone would pass garbage on and I'd be like, I'm just going to block all of Jezebel or what, I don't know.
Which Facebook just released today that they are going to have fake news that's going to pop up and show you that it's coming from an unsupported news site. Facebook's going to, they're
going to
have
that.
Well,
that's not good either because whoever Facebook's side is on.
Well, I mean, yeah, we can go down that wormhole, but I think that
it's what Fox does, it's what NBC does.
I didn't read enough on it of what they're utilizing to determine what that is. I believe that they are looking for people to give suggestions back of saying that this is bullshit.
But Jason, which way does NBC lean?
Sure.
Which way does Fox lean?
Sure.
Which way does CBS lean?
I totally get it. I totally get it.
I mean, they can, just like how, you know, the president's going to be like, we follow these news sources that are real. And you're like, what? Wait,
CNN's pretty legit. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, so I get where you're coming from there. And again, I'd have to read more in it, but I just want to throw it out there.
That's a great point.
It's a reality that we have to sit there and think about.
You're absolutely right.
You know, where are you getting that from?
Right. And last point, because we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
It's interesting you brought up that fake news because you don't know what to believe now. And kids, you go past one article on Facebook and you're like, this is real.
Dude.
That's true.
I flipped out 3 days ago. I said, Melissa, we got a huge snowstorm that's coming on Monday. It was like last week. Mm-hmm. And I looked at what the hell I was reading. It was from 2014. I'm like, I'm an idiot.
How funny is it when someone posted an article?
And it was from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I fell into that trouble. I'm like, all I seen was the map. I go, holy shit.
Yeah. We're going to do an experiment. When we're done here, I'm going to go find an old article about a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, this weekend's gonna suck. Well,
they did start calling for a big snowstorm here in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Ain't gonna work.
So it can't work. So wait till June.
Well, that's it, dude.
That was fun.
We got things to do.
Yeah, that was fun.
Hey, real quick, check out the app Laughable. Grown Dad Business is now on the Laughable app.
Mm-hmm.
You can find just search Grown Dad Business or Aaron Kleiber. Don't search
Jason Clark. It's not gonna come up. Just know that.
Why can't make me feel bad?
Don't worry. Hey, you got your way. I got my way. We're good.
Okay.
It's all good.
If you type in Aaron, I pop up first. apparently my name with a K is KL is first. So
it's up there.
Very second, quick little Aaron Krebs from Pittsburgh, one of the creative directors of the West Side Comedy Theater in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, he does a podcast. He's been a guest on a bunch of podcasts. Isn't that cool?
Okay.
Yeah, a little connection there.
All right.
But yeah, go to the Laughable app.
6 degrees of separation of Aaron Kleiber.
Through the Laughable app. Go check that out. Also, epicastnetwork.com/services if you're interested in podcasting, videography, photography, live events, all kinds of stuff. Dude.
Yeah.
Do you got, we never do this. Do you got a son of a bitch of the week?
Wow. No, you I got don't. One? I don't. Damn it. I wish I could just pop one off the top of my head.
I'm having a good week, Jace.
Yeah.
Next week we return. I know we talked about future episodes.
Yeah.
But we have a great guest lined up. We're going to be working on the video games episode.
Yep.
It's going to be a two-parter.
Yeah.
Because, dude, we got to dig deep on the nostalgic video games.
Sure.
But then video games of today.
Yep.
Playing video games with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to dig into that. We still got some music episodes coming up.
Yep.
We're going to talk about music and stuff, and it's going to be fun, dude.
Yeah, we're going to do some location stuff.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah?
No.
You're a son of a bitch.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Why not?
You're a son of a bitch in a good way. I'm saying that when you're like, we're going to do some on-location podcasts, and I go, you son of a bitch. Like Kurt Russell would do, like in Big Trouble, Little China, where you say something awesome, and I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Damn right.
Jack Burton?
You son of a bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.